to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pekus, and joining us is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel, 1 year and 1 week older.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Good to see you again. You left us with a challenge about Pat Boone last week.
Yes, I said start with his name. Change one letter to a C, then rearrange the result to spell two things many superheroes wear. What are they?
And I was able to scramble these around and come up with boot and cape.
Correct. Here we come to save the day.
Does that make me a superhero? Because that's how I dress for work.
Well, I'm glad I didn't, because that would have been really embarrassing if we had shown up in the same outfit. So thanks for the memo, Pickus. Okay, Ian. On June 8th, 1949, George Orwell's classic novel 1984 was published. So this week, we return to the time of the first MTV Video Music Awards with a quiz about events that happened in the year 1984. First up, the country that initiated a boycott, which 14 other countries later joined, of the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles.
I believe that's the USSR.
The Soviet Union is correct. The recipient of the 1984 Nobel Peace Prize, who remarked in his acceptance speech, "I have just got to believe God is around. If he is not, we in South Africa have had it."
I wonder if this is a trap. I'll say Nelson Mandela.
It's the other one.
Desmond Tutu.
Is correct. The title, relinquished in 1984 by Vanessa Williams, after Penthouse magazine published nude photos of her.
I believe that was Mrs. Pickus. No, Miss America.
Ooh, I'm not sure what to say to that. Except that Miss America is the correct answer. The film released in 1984 that went on to win 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Actor for F. Murray Abraham as Antonio Salieri.
Well, I'm glad you and I aren't the patron saints of mediocrity. It's Amadeus.
Amadeus is correct.
Shout out to F. Murray Abraham.
And finally, the annual competition won in 1984 by Daniel Greenblatt, whose winning word was luge.
I believe that's the National Spelling Bee. Were you in that one?
Nope. I came along in 88 and 89, but thank you for remembering. Well, even though Ian was -1 years old in 1984, he did really well in the quiz this week. 5 for 5 again. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Any Questions has always been at war with Eurasia. Go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for some extra credit questions or to take another look at this week's challenge, which I leave to Mike Nothnagel.
And speaking of the novel 1984, one of the places in that book is a place called Airstrip 1. So if you start with the phrase Airstrip 1, rearrange these 11 letters to spell the name of a process you need to do to survive. What is it? So again, start with the phrase Airstrip 1. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell the name of a process you need to do to survive. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America, but also really well-read, and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike, I'll work on that challenge and get back to you this time next week.
Until then, Ian, we'll see you around.